2 weeks ago, we heard the story of the conversation between Jesus and the rich man. Last week, it was James and John asking Jesus to sit at the right hand and left hand of Jesus. Today, we continue these conversations that Jesus has been having, and it's right before, really the beginning of the procession that goes to Jerusalem for Palm Sunday. So our gospel today, Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. Glory to you, O Lord. They came to Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with the disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus ben Timaeus was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Heir of David, Jesus, have pity on me." When people scolded him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the louder, "Heir of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man. "Don't be afraid," they said. "Get up. Jesus is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus said, "What do you want for me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said, "I want to see." Jesus replied, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately Bartimaeus received the gift of sight and began to follow Jesus along the road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated. As I mentioned kind of in the preface to the Gospel, this is another example of various conversations that Jesus is having with people as he heads toward Jerusalem. And the conversation with the rich man, well, the question that he had was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The conversation that he had with James and John in the letter to the disciples is James and John's request, you know, "When you enter into your kingdom, let us sit at the right and left, at your right and left hand." And kind of underneath that is kind of a question, what must we do to be great in your kingdom? This one's a little bit different in that the blind man doesn't come with a question for Jesus, or at least not the way the account says. Instead, Jesus asked the man a question. "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" Now, at the surface, it seems like a stupid question, because the man was blind. Everybody knew that he was blind. Jesus knew that he was blind. And yet he still asks the question, "What do you want for me to do? What do you want me to do for you?" And I think it invites us to not only see this as a miraculous healing of the man's eyes so that he can see, but it invites us to just delve into that as a metaphor. A metaphor for recognizing blindness and being able to see. Anyway, Jesus asks the question, the mind says, I want to be able to see. I want to see. And what Jesus does is he heals him. And then it's interesting because he immediately got his sight back. And Jesus said, okay, let's see, what did he say? He says, "Go, your faith has saved you." But the man doesn't go. He's already taken his cloak and thrown it off when he came to Jesus. And as soon as he gets his sight, it says, he followed Jesus. And of course, if you imagine Bartimaeus standing there, not being able to see, the first thing he sees is Jesus when his eyes are opened. And then, instead of going back to his life, back to grab his cloak, back to maybe his family, he immediately follows Jesus, this crowd that's leaving Jerusalem and headed toward, well, leaving Jericho and headed toward Jerusalem. So just imagine what he gets to see then. He gets to see this wonderful procession, this the waving of the palms, this crowd, and all the chanting, Hosanna, Hosanna, this marvelous triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And then he follows Jesus, continues to follow Jesus in through the week. He sees him interacting with all kinds of folks. And of course, not all the things he sees are good, because one of the things he'll see then is, I would suggest, people who were blind having conversations with Jesus. People who were blinded by their attachment to their particular religious view. He had the Pharisees and the Herodians and the Sadducees. They were blind, but they didn't know that they were blind. This blind man knew he was blind. When he had been given his sight, he could see. But in the conversation Jesus has in Holy Week there in the temple, most of the folks it tells us he's talking to are people that are just trying to trip him up, to test him, to show him as some kind of fraud or somebody that's not to be followed or trusted. Every interaction, Jesus sees them, knows they're blinded by their, what is it? It may be power, maybe authority. It may just be their attachment to being right about their understanding of how God works and what God is up to. But Jesus sees their blindness, gives them opportunities to see. Yet over and over, they don't acknowledge their blindness. In essence, they don't have the answer to the question, what do you want from me? When Jesus asks them, their answer is not, we want to see. Their answer is, we want to make you wrong. And so as blind as the now seeing Bartimaeus follows Jesus through the week, he sees what happens to Jesus on trial and how people blinded by their attachment to maintaining power, their attachment to a system that oppresses people. They see crowds blinded by fear or mob violence, whatever you want to call it. But Jesus sees all these things going on and Bartimaeus sees these things going on. And if he continues to follow Jesus, he sees someone beat up and tortured and put to death. One would think, if you're blind, it's a real gift to be able to see. And it is, to be able to see the beauty, to be able to see the joy, the wonder. But also what comes with seeing is seeing the hard realities of life, the ugliness of life, things like violence, things like treachery, to see suffering, to see pain. It's hard to see. Bartimaeus asked to be able to see, so he saw all those things. In our own way, we are blind. Most of us have the ability to see with our physical eyes, but we all have blind spots. We all have things about us that have us look at life a certain way, that have us, even things that are blind spots that we have that kind of drive our lives and we don't even know it. If Jesus asks us, what do you want from me? The answer, I want to see, means a willingness to look at those things that are holding us back, to look at those things that have us have a narrow view of life, and it really is a request to be able to see the world through God's eyes. And if you take on seeing the world through God's eyes, if your request of Jesus is, I want to see, there will be a lot of hard things that you see. You think watching the news right now and kind of getting the litany of things that are kind of tragic and horrific in the world is hard. Take on looking at the world through God's eyes and looking and seeing all the suffering, all the misery, all the injustice, all the oppression, all the pain, all the grieving, all the mourning. How can God handle that? How could Bartimaeus handle it? As he saw this person who gave him sight, whom he's following, put up on a cross and died. Well, this Bartimaeus also saw the risen Christ. When Jesus revealed himself to his followers and word got around that death was not the end, that God sees all the suffering, God sees the death, but through the resurrection, we know that that's not the end of the story. So yes, we live in a world full of hard things, full of things that sometimes we wonder, how can it be this way? But we also know we live in a world where God is at work. And one of the primary ways that God is at work is through those people who follow Jesus. One of the primary ways God is at work is through us. As we ask Jesus to give us sight, so that we may see the world through God's eyes. When we see the suffering, when we see the grief, when we see the mourning, when we see the injustice, we know that God is desiring for all of that to be transformed. When we see that, we know that the final answer is that God is for us and God is for all of us. And that God wants life, that God wants healing, and that God, through us, can help bring that about. When we see these things, we know that this suffering and this hardness is not the final answer. We know that there is resurrection after death, that there is healing after suffering. When we see, then we are able to be part of what God is doing in the world, to restore the world, to reconcile the world, to have life abound in the world, to have the kingdom of God present. So that not only do we know the secret, that God is for us, and that death is not the final answer, but that all may know that secret. And as we view the world, the word is hope, isn't it? That in the midst of things that are hard, that we don't understand, we have hope. And we can bring that hope to people. And in so doing, God is at work through us. Depending on what day you ask me, what do you want? What do you want, Phil? Sometimes you get variations of it. But when I'm clear, my prayer is, Jesus, I want to see. May this also be our prayer. Jesus, we want to see. Amen.